Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's episode 26 of Vent Break with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals. And I created this opportunity. I want this space to be here for us to feed each other's mind, body, and soul. And the goal every single Wednesday is for everyone to leave with a new perspective. You know, we're all aiming to be the best version of ourselves. We're all aiming to be better, to do better, to be better, to feel better daily. So, you know, I created this atmosphere for us to, you know, do that and accomplish that together. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for another day, God. Thank you for life. Thank you for breath in our bodies. Thank you for another opportunity to create and to be better today. Thank you for another opportunity for us to just become better people, better souls, better spirits, just giving us another opportunity to just soak in today and soak in the things that you've blessed us with and rewarded us with on this earth. Thank you, God, for you. Thank you for being so patient and understanding with us. Thank you for showing us how to be. Thank you for being our example on how to, you know, be the best human that we can. Thank you, God, for understanding our every thought, our every emotion, our every feeling. Thank you for never invalidating how we feel. Thank you for being so understanding and allowing us to feel what we feel and allowing us to let it go. Thank you for giving us a guide to letting it go. Thank you for just being perfect and always thinking about every step that we'll take. Thank you for always thinking about every feeling that we'll feel. Thank you for just knowing us to the T. You know every hair on our head, God, and that's beautiful and that's amazing. I just want to thank you this morning for just knowing us and being there for us and just, you know, holding our hand every step that we take in this life. Today I pray and ask you for you to forgive us for anything wrong we may have done to you, to ourselves, to anybody else. You know, I ask that you forgive us for things that we know that we've done and things that we don't know that we've done. You know, help us to grow. Help us to acknowledge that messed up, that slip up, so that we can change and be better. Please help us and hold our hands to being better and doing better. And I thank you, God, for this morning. I pray that you remove me out of the way so that you can speak to your people. I pray that everybody gained something this morning. I pray that everybody is fed this morning in some shape or form. Everybody gets something from this message this morning. Thank you, God, in advance for the people that will be blessed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So today's a new day. We're in the middle of the week, and we're already halfway through the week, and I just want to thank God for allowing us to see this far. You know, some people are gone and have, you know, went through their transition. I just want to thank God for us still being here, being able to create every day. You know, there's only one of us. There's only one of you. So, you know, everything that you do today is you creating and you just being in today. So I just want to thank God for another opportunity to create. Yeah, and just to be, like I said, yeah, before. So this morning we have four affirmations. Every morning, for the most part, I do four affirmations. And I'm going to read them, and I want everyone to either repeat them to yourself or write them down as we go. And I want you to say them to yourself with expectancy, you know, really believing in the word. So I don't know why this was just placed on my heart to talk about, but this kind of reminded me of this morning is hypnosis. And I'm not saying that it's any, just follow me. One of the things I had went to a college function or whatever, and it was somebody like how they have people just to entertain the crowd, they had a hypnosis person. And just taking, what's one thing I took from them is that they said that only way that this works is if you believe it. You know, if you come in here with the mindset of this is not going to work, this is not going to do anything, it's not going to work for you. So it just kind of was interesting to me that he said that it's only going to work if you believe it. So I don't know, that just came to my mind this morning about our affirmations that if I'm saying, you know, let's say, for an example, I am worthy, it can't work in your life, it can't manifest in your life, it can't, you know, affect you if you don't believe in those words that you are worthy. So that's what I just wanted to touch on, I guess, this morning, is to say them with expectancy, expecting it to work, expecting it to manifest into your life, you know, that you are worthy. That's just an example. But yeah, say them to yourself with expectancy and really believe in every word that we say this morning. Really believe it and truly allow it to marinate in your spirit and your soul so that, you know, you walk in it today. That's the purpose of the affirmations, is for us to walk in them, you know, daily. Or if you just remember them today, or that's why I say write them down so that you can walk in them daily. You know, you may just remember these this morning, and that's fine. Let it set the tone for your morning. But, yeah, the point is for you to allow it to marinate, soak, and you really believe it. So, yeah, the first affirmation this morning is, one, I will move forward today. I will move forward today. Second one is, I know God will take care of me. The third one is, I love myself to the fullest. And the fourth one is, I will strive to be better than I was yesterday. To really believe in these affirmations, like I said, and positive thinking really shifts any situation we may find ourselves in. You know, it's all about perspective and how you see your situation, how you see yourself through that situation, how you view God in your situation, how you view other people. Everything is about perspective, you know, and I want us to say these affirmations one more time, and I want us to really believe in every single word that's said. You know, if you have to write them down, write them down. If you have to, you know, whatever you need to do, you know, so after I read these, I want us to take a deep breath in and accept every single word. So again, the first one is, I will move forward today. The second one is, I know God will take care of me. Third one is, I love myself to the fullest. And the fourth one is, I will strive to be better than I was yesterday. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Thank you, God, for thank you, just thank you. So, things I want to talk about this morning and touch on. I know normally I do the scripture reading and the message at the end, but this morning I want to do it first, and I will be referencing, I'll be reading out of the Holy Bible, and we'll be reading from the book 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 3 and 4, 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 3 and 4, and this is the New International Reader's Version of this scripture. And like I say, you know, sometimes I read the, well, I, for the most part, I read the New International Reader's Version because it helps me better break down the word and understand it better. You know, and it's always good to reference the King James Version also, just so you can compare and, you know, grow a little bit. So you can, you know, you read the New International Reader's Version, then go to the regular version, well, the King James Version, and just, you know, compare them. But anywho, so 1 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4, and it says, fancy hairstyles don't make you beautiful. Wearing gold jewelry or fine clothes doesn't make you beautiful. Instead, your beauty comes from inside you. It is the beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Beauty like this doesn't fade away. God places great value on it. I'm going to read it one more time. Fancy hairstyles don't make you beautiful. Wearing gold jewelry or fine clothes doesn't make you beautiful. Instead, your beauty comes from inside you. It is the beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Beauty like this doesn't fade away. God places great value on it. One thing I want to point out, because this stuck out to me a little bit, and I had to understand it so I can fully understand the full meaning behind the scripture. So where it says a gentle and quiet spirit, because at first it kind of like, I won't say triggered me. It kind of had the same effect of at first when I was first kind of being more aware of what the Bible was saying. It kind of gave me the same effect of when I read being submissive, you know, that it's kind of like a, I don't know about that one. You know what I mean? That's what it does for me. Well, it did for me. So I had to look into what does it mean to have a gentle and quiet spirit. Because, you know, at first I read it as, okay, are women supposed, okay, this is about women. This is referencing women, just to make that clear. But at first, I'm like, okay, are they saying that women have to just sit in the corner and not say anything? You know, at first, I'm like, okay, what does this mean? But it's not. It's not saying that all women have to just sit down and be quiet. It's not saying that all women have to be the same way. You know, it's not saying that you cannot be outgoing or independent or a friendly person. It's not saying that you can't be yourself. It's not talking about your personality traits. Not talking about that. You know, we're still allowed to be who we are as people, but it's more so talking about our heart and our spirit and how we carry ourselves. You know, the inside, our spirit, that's why it says a gentle and quiet. It's talking about our heart and how we carry ourselves. You know, women, we have the power of making things come together or fall apart. Like, we just have that. We are able to just make everything align together and just come together so beautifully and organized. Or we can allow it to just crumble because of that mouth or because of that attitude, whatever. If we just have the power of both to make it come together or fall apart. So, you know, we can either show love in a gentle way and see the problems get resolved, you know, or we can want ourselves to be heard so bad that the situation just blows up and words are thrown so fast that we didn't even mean to say. You know what I mean? Speaking before we even think and process things. You know what I mean? So we have to be able to control our tongues and control, you know, but once we that's what I'm saying, that heart, once that heart is good, that spirit is gentle, quiet, and that your spirit is gentle and quiet and patient and kind, you know what I'm saying? What comes out of our mouth will be godlike. You know what I mean? I feel like this is more so talking about, you know, that about, you know, the inside, you know, not being easily to anger, you know what I mean? Loving with that godly spirit. You know, like I said, we have the power to either shift the situation and make it come together, or we can just lose it and it can escalate. You know, so as women, let's practice being more patient and humble. You know what I'm saying? Humble in the way of not thinking that we know it all and that we can't learn and that we can't, you know, even if we do, you know a little bit. You know, there's a way to say it, and there's a way to go about things. You know, I know that, you know, I know that we know what to do, but there's a way of going about things so that the end result is still everything coming together rather than needing to be heard so bad at the point, you know, to the point where nothing even gets resolved. You know what I mean? So I just want to say, let's practice, you know, loving in a godly way. You know, these are parts of the fruit of the spirit. You know what I mean? Like, the fruit of the spirit is, you know, God tells us to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You know what I mean? And that goes for everyone, not just women. But as women, you know, if we're walking more like God and being more godlike, all of this will come with it. You know, we have to, you know, we will be able to make better choices in addressing situations. You know, our tone will be more welcoming when entering a conversation, and we will balance it out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what I felt like that part was talking about being gentle and quiet, just our spirit. You know what I mean? Because we have that power of making it come together or for it to fall apart. So that's just that part. So the other part of the scripture I want to talk about is how beautiful we are. You know, the scripture says, fancy hairstyles don't make you beautiful. Wearing gold jewelry or fine clothes don't make you beautiful. Instead, your beauty comes from inside you. It is the beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Beauty like this doesn't fade away. God places great value on it. You know, so yes, the clothes, the hair, the makeup, the jewelry, it adds a little, you know, razzle-dazzle, you know, to our appearance. But never forget that your beauty comes from inside of you, that heart. Like I was saying, that spirit, that's the value is in your heart and your spirit and how you carry yourself. You know, you can have the biggest bag. You can have the bounciest hair. You can have the most expensive jewelry, and you can still be miserable because you didn't fall in love with that person you are behind all of that. You know what I mean? So, you know, the same gentleness and quietness that we were talking about before comes from confidence, you know, because you don't have to be seen. You don't have to be heard. You're comfortable and confident in who you are. You know, so like I said, the makeup and the hair and the nails add, you know, definitely add that razzle-dazzle, and it makes us feel good, but do not allow it to help define you or cloud your mind. You know what I mean? Remain humble. That's what I mean, that humbleness of you don't have to be seen, heard, all of that. You don't think that you know it all. You all that in the back. You know, you're that spirit is gentle and quiet. Your spirit. And I wanted to specify, I'm not saying you are not able to be outgoing, friendly, independent, that strong-minded. I'm not saying you're not able to be that, but your spirit should still be, you know, humble and kind. You know what I mean? Gentle. You know what I mean? So, you know, you can remain gentle and humble and also confident in the woman that you are before and after you add all the extra. You know what I mean? And the last part of the scripture says, beauty like this doesn't fade away. God places great value on it. You know, there's value to you. There's value to that person you are under all of that. You know, some action steps that we can take to becoming that better woman is just being nicer, being kinder. That's to yourself and to others, being nicer, be more. That's what I mean by that gentle and that quiet. Just try to be nicer. You know, show a little more compassion for yourself and for others. You know, this may not apply to everyone. You know, this applies to some and some to others, and that's fine. You know, you may already be that person, and that's fine. You know, I just want us women to get back to that feminine side. You know, the feminine side of us. You know, I've seen lately that a lot of women have, like, this guard up. You know, I've seen a lot of women becoming more masculine, all in vain of becoming more independent. You know what I mean? Like, I just want us to get back to that feminine side of us. You know, like I said, you can be independent but still gentle. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to clash together. So, you know, we're able to be gentle, like I said, while being your own person, while being independent. We're able to be gentle while also being heard. You know what I mean? As in heard, as in you don't have to – being heard is all in your word choice and how you word things. It's not about, you know, who can yell the – you know, whatever, or who, how you, you know, it's all about how you say things, the words that you pick, and how you say it. You know, why, you know, if you're wise and the things that come out of your mouth are what is needed and what is necessary, they'll show. It's just, you know, how you pick your words and your word choice. It doesn't have, you know, you, that's the way that you be heard, not by just being, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. So I just want to say that you're beautiful, and for you to walk in that confidence and walk in who you are behind all the extra stuff, behind all the things that just are additions to you. How does your heart look? How is your spirit? Like, and like the scripture says, women like that, there's value on you. There's value to who you are. So walk in confidence and walk in that person before the hair and the nails and the bags and the clothes and the shoes, but before all of that, who are you? Who are you when you take all that stuff off at the end of the day and you look in that mirror? Are you confident in who you are? Are you happy with that woman that you see? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I just wanted to talk to our women this morning and get back to that feminine side of us. And for us, I'm just saying because personally I just see a lot of women becoming more masculine, all in vain of being independent. And maybe it does come from, you know, that guard being up in that hurt or whatever you've experienced in life. But let's get back to who we are and not allow that to be tainted by what we go through. So, yeah, that's that about our women. And the other thing I want to talk about this morning, I just have two things this morning. And the other thing I want to talk about is how conflict is necessary in order to have those unwanted conversations. You know, so how will we know that there's a problem if there was never conflict? That it just doesn't make sense. How will we know that there was an issue if the issue never came up? You know what I mean? Like, how will we know? So, you know, don't get so upset with the fact that there's a problem that arises in a relationship. You know, whether they're talking about friendship, marriage, family, dating, whatever it is. Don't be so upset at the fact that there's a problem that came up. You know, so kind of think, you know, now that we're in this problem, how can we move forward from this? You know, now that I know that you don't like that, how can we move forward from that to where, you know, I'm not doing things that you don't like anymore? How can we move forward? You know, don't, you know, conflict and conflict doesn't mean arguing. I want to make that clear. Conflict does not mean an argument. Conflict is just a disagreement. Just a disagreement. Doesn't mean that we are arguing. Doesn't mean we are fighting. That's what I mean. You don't have to escalate it to screaming, hollering, back and forth. It doesn't have to be that. Conflict is just a disagreement. That's what I'm saying. So we're going to have disagreements within our relationships in life. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. But the power is in finding the solution rather than being stuck in those emotions. You know what I mean? Because I know how it can feel, of course, when somebody does something that you don't like and you're just like, ugh, how did you even think that was okay to begin with? How did you even think that was cool for you to step the way that you just stepped? Like, did you just try me? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you trying me right now? Like, that's how it really be when people think that you don't agree with. But, you know, like I said, the power is not being stuck in those emotions. You know, you move forward because you care about that relationship and you want it to stay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want it. So I know that what they did may affect you, but is it worth giving up the whole relationship over? Is it, you know, I know that what they did rubbed you the complete wrong way. I get it. But can growth still come out of this? You know what I mean? Now, if something happened to where it's a complete deal breaker and boundaries were just completely crossed, that's different. I understand that. But I'm just talking about disagreement. You know what I mean? But because they are necessary in order to have those unwanted conversations. You know, we're all different individuals. We're all created to be different. We're all raised different. You know, we're not always going to be like the person next to us. You know what I'm saying? We were all raised different, grew up different. You know, we all didn't go through the same life experiences. You know, so we're going to bump heads sometimes. There are going to be times when I do something that I think is okay and it doesn't agree. You don't agree because of the lifestyle that you live. Whatever. There's going to be disagreements. And I'm just saying that that's normal. I just want to share and say that those are normal. And the power is in moving forward and being able to acknowledge okay, you don't like that. What can we do to move forward? Okay, I did something that's just, you know, is not in agreement in the way that you, okay, what can we do to move forward? Because you don't, you know, you care about that relationship with that person, you know? So it should never be you and the person against each other. It should always be y'all against the problem. It's always y'all against the problem and not y'all against each other. So, yeah, that's what I have this morning for everybody. I pray that everyone listening receive something to pray that God was able to speak to me to bless your week ahead or your entire life if you never hear my voice again. So God bless you. I pray that you soak in self-love and awareness. Make today a great day. Make today better than yesterday. And I just pray for everybody. I just pray for love, peace, abundance, you know. And don't forget that our episodes are now available on YouTube. Just search Vent Break, VENTBREAK. Vent Break, and follow Vent Break on Instagram for a spiritual vitamin.